Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Marie Miller. We'll hear her music and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Marie Miller. She's a singer-songwriter. She's had some commercial success. Mm-hmm. Now she's pouring her heart into her faith, her religious music, and promoting Way of Love.
Right. And you never know who you're going to encounter at Seek. There's a lot of different speakers and authors out there, and a lot of great talent. And Marie is one of them. And so we're now going to a music video for Marie's The Way of Love.
Marie, welcome to Life on the Rock and also the Seek 2024. And you're a musical artist. who's had some bit of a commercial success. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I started playing music when I was really young and just loved it so much. I got signed to Curb Records in Nashville when I was 16, and I did Christian music mm-hmm. for a little bit and then decided I needed a break. I went to Christendom College okay. In Front Royal, Virginia. Went back to Nashville and had a couple songs on pop radio, and that helped me get a lot of great openings. I opened for Five for Fighting a bunch. I've opened for the Backstreet Boys at Disney
wow.
World. hard to beat that one. But what beat that was that I got to sing for Pope Francis at the Festival of Families in Philadelphia.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And I was introduced by Mark Wahlberg, but he called me Maria Miller, not okay. Marie Miller. So almost.
Almost. And what instrument do you play?
So I play mandolin as mm-hmm. my main instrument. But also, I love to songwrite, and when I'm songwriting, a lot of times I will play guitar or piano.
Okay. And where do you find your inspiration for songwriting?
Yeah.
Or who are those artists that maybe have influenced you?
Right. So, for so long, I've been really just doing secular music as a Catholic, and so the songs that I wrote were about relationships, friendships, and I would kind of put in little hints of Jesus. And okay. But as I grew in my faith and just getting older, I wanted to sing about who I love the most and like in an explicit way. So these days my inspiration is coming from very different sources. I have a song that's inspired by Saint Therese, the Eucharist, Tolkien's letter to his son about the Eucharist. And so yeah, just really trying to find inspiration by the saints and holy writers and the scriptures themselves.
Now, what kind of style do you play? Is it bluegrass or a mix of pop?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a mix. So I love pop music, I love folk music, so I just kind of mix it together.
Yeah, there's a creative side that's always very interesting mm-hmm. to learn and kind of experiment. A lot of times I'll just kind of play and see what works and what doesn't work. But tell us a little bit about your song, The Way of Love. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, The Way of Love is the song that was inspired by Saint Therese. And
okay.
As an artist, you often are, you know, you want to say it's all about the music, but you also like the fame, right? You love the clapping, right? And so a lot of my life, I would kind of, you know, I would say that I just want to do music because I want to praise God through it. I want to do this. But I just felt like myself was always getting in the way. And I felt like I was trying to walk this way of glory or this way of vainglory. And I just kept stumbling and just like not getting anywhere. And when I was reading Saint Therese, her writings, she says, how sweet is the way of love? And that was her whole thing, you know, just love, like in the smallest ways, you know, walking towards God. And so I wanted to do that too, and I'm trying to do that too. And so that's what that song's about.
That's interesting. I've never heard a song actually written by something that Saint Therese wrote. And I'm a big devotion to Saint Therese. That's very cool to hear that somebody's actually going into that direction.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the church has such beautiful hymns, and I know a lot of artists are doing worship music, but there isn't a ton of like poetry, singer-songwriter mm-hmm. stuff in the church. So hopefully I'll be filling that.
Well, there's always a first.
Yeah, exactly. Some start a genre.
And you also had another big hit with 6'2". Can you tell us a little bit about that song as well?
Yeah, so 6'2" has been such a blessing. It's made me able to do music full time and not have to have another job really for my whole career, which is just as a musician is such a gift. But that song is a prayer praying to God for your future husband and saying you don't care what he looks like and you don't care when you meet, and then giving God the exact things that you want. And I wrote it totally as a joke. I did not care about my husband if he was 6'2" or, you know, 5'8", whatever. But it has gotten me in a lot of trouble, because when you write a song talking about tall guys, you're gonna have a lot of listeners at the end come up and be like, hey, what's your problem? So yeah, that's been a fun song too.
Does your husband like that song?
My husband does like that song. My husband is 6'4".
Oh.
So he's like, oh, well, God beat your expectations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've also written another song called Little Dreams. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, Little Dreams actually is also inspired by St. Therese.
Really?
Her Little Way. And Little Dreams is about the impact that we can have in someone's life through the thing that we can do that no one else can do. So all of us were created with something that we can only give, a reflection of God that the world can only see through us. And oftentimes that can feel little. It can feel like, oh, I'm not John Paul II, right? Like I'm not this great pope, or I'm not this great saint. But that our littleness in our daily life can be exactly, you know, can bring God to the world.
Yeah, and I think God always looks, you know, to use our talents and gifts that we can share with the world and really bless others by, you know, what we can offer them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think music has a very powerful way to really connect with the human on many different levels, whether you're a believer or not. It's just, I think, a universal language that people can really just respond to. And I think there's so many graces that come through music whenever we hear that. And I also wanted to ask you, in terms of, as you kind of write and develop, maybe on the road, maybe how do you deal with maybe burnout? Do you ever experience that?
Yeah, I think that, especially when I was younger, I traveled all the time, and I really took this life for granted, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I think that purpose is the only way, because when you have purpose, you can do anything.
Right, yeah.
And so what I try to make my purpose is to bring glory to God through my music. John Paul II has a beautiful letter to artists, you know, where he says, beauty is a call to transcendence. It stirs in us the hidden nostalgia for God. And so if my purpose is to, through my music, make people think of God, to think of higher things, then if it's a really late night and a really early morning, you can do it.
Yeah. And what about those that are like aspiring to maybe develop or go into that music career? What advice or what kind of words of encouragement would you give to them?
Yeah, I think two things. I always say practice and pray to young artists, because especially with social media culture, I think the cart goes before the horse, where people aren't like that good at their craft, but they're producing content. It's like, make sure you practice and be good at it, because God wants excellence.
Right.
You know, God, as the great artist, you know, wants a little great artist, but also in pray, because the devil hates beauty so much. And so if you are participating in beauty, he's going to try to destroy that. And he's going to try to make you, it be about you and not about God.
And I think the prayer aspect is also very important, just kind of keeping up with our own personal devotions. Because again, we pray with our, we go to mass and pray, or pray with our family, but just having that interior devotion to our Lord, especially before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, is so powerful. But how do you balance like your prayer life, whether you're songwriting or on the road? That can be a lot to manage at times.
Yeah, the great gift right now is that I have, I'm releasing new music this spring, and it's going to be my first religious album since I was 15. Wow. And so a lot of the performances I'm doing are now at things like Seek, where the sacraments are available, and that I'm able to go to mass and pray, and there's adoration chapels. So that's been really helpful. Before, when I was doing secular music, we'd have to figure out, hey, how are we gonna get to daily mass? In a city, like if you're playing in New York City, that's easy, right? But if you're playing in a little town and there's one mass, you might miss it. So it was really tough. So this is a really cool season for me.
And overall, how many albums have you released?
This will be my fourth.
Fourth, okay, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Marie, thank you for being on Life on the Rock, and God bless you and your work in ministry.
Thank you so much.
shy to me. These are my little dreams. A thousand kites on a string. Just try.
Brother John, I enjoyed your interview. Mm-hmm. She was a fun person to listen to, talk to off camera and things. I was struck by what she said about vainglory, how we can get in the way of God's work, you know, and how she embraced St. Teresa's little way, the way of love, that it's a way of joy.
Yeah.
You know, when we get out of the way, we're serving God and loving others around us, not living full of resentment or jealousy or comparisons or competition. But to have all that gathered, then we can have a fun life.
Right.
You know? And I think the singers we have in interview over the years, they do kind of bring a spirit of joy to our show. And things.
Yeah, and music is supposed to be joyful and I think fun. And it's fun whenever that is brought out, you know, because a lot of times music does express different emotions that we experience or things that we have experienced in life, and kind of tells it in a story form. But one of the things that I like about her work is that she seeks inspiration through the saints. You know, she's writing songs that are relatable, that can make them entertaining, that make them kind of just informative for us as a Catholic.
Yeah, how would you describe her music? Is it like a pop folk blend?
Or? Yeah, something maybe along the lines of like a pop bluegrassy or so.
Yeah, and it does have that story to it, and she spoke about wanting to focus more on that type of music, a kind of music about the wisdom of the saints, the witness of their lives, what they taught us, and to put that in a musical form.
It's not easy to do. Songwriting is not easy, much less even playing an instrument. But the other thing too is that God wants to use our gifts, you know, and we can use them in so many ways to evangelize and to really bring others closer to Christ.
Yeah, I like that point she made that, we all have maybe some little gift or work that God wants us to bring into this situation, this little way of Therese, that maybe only I'm the only one that can to put it in there. You know, it might go without notice, but we played a role there. And to be open to that, to die to ourselves, get out of the way, let God use us.
And I think too, you know, what we may see as a small role in the big picture, God may see as a very big role. Yeah. You know, and just the way that we can, just the impact that we can have on others' lives.
Right. Well, we'll send you that vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. May He fill your heart with His joy, that you may be a true music of the Lord for others. May God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
Praying for somebody I have never seen. And I don't care what he looks like, as long as he loves me. No, I'm not particular, but could he have blue eyes just like the sky, and blonde hair wavy and light, and 6'2" is my favorite height. But Lord, I don't care what he looks like. So lonesome, waiting for him to come around. But if you're teaching me patience, I'm willing to wait this one out. Oh, I'll be patient. But could we meet by the 1st of July, so we'll hold my hand as they light up the sky and that's quite all right. Now 6'2", still my favorite height. But Lord, I don't care. And could we meet by the 1st of July, so we'll hold